from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Oh, hello. How you doing? Great to have you with us. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, we're feeling weird. You know what kids are like just before Christmas Day?
Yeah.
It's the night before Christmas, Christmas Eve. You're just going a little bonkers.
Mm.
That's what we've been like. Also, it's been raining as well, and I feel like Ellie and I are just classic 11 or 12-year-olds. Are you just coughing in the background?
Sorry.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
Sprinkling.
I know what you're doing. You're coughing now so that tomorrow morning when you wake up unwell, you can go, oh, yeah, guys, I'm not feeling well, and you're going to miss another charity event.
I absolutely am unwell. Like, I know that I'm going to wake up feeling awful tomorrow. Then I'm going to get up at bloody 4:40 and walk 30Ks.
Yeah, we're walking for 12 hours tomorrow. It will not be a podcast because we will be effed.
Cooked.
Yeah.
Cooked chooks. But it'll hopefully be fun.
And it's, well, it's not actually about being fun, is it?
No.
Oh, it's about the kids.
It's about the kids, Taz. I'm doing it for the kids.
Tens of thousands of dollars we're going to raise. You'll hear about it in the coming episodes. But thank you so much for supporting us. Wish us well.
What's your the night before
routine
to get yourself ready for tomorrow? Like, what are you going to eat tonight? You're going to carb load?
No, nothing's going to change. Going to change. Should I? It's not going to kill me.
I might have some magnesium, I think.
Oh, yeah. I've got this magnesium spray that you on your legs
and then
you rub it in your legs.
Oh, yeah. I've got some of that too. Should we magnesium spray our legs?
I don't know if it works, but I'm gonna spray a lot tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to use it up.
Cool.
Yeah, on the feet, the legs and the arms is where they say you should spray it.
There you go.
I don't know what it does. I don't think it does anything. I think it was just expensive and I've wasted my money.
It helps soothe your muscles when you ingest it, magnesium, not the spray.
Is that why you've got to rub it in maybe? Maybe it is a soother.
Yeah. Anyway.
It'll just put my legs to sleep.
Well, that's what you want. You want your whole body to go to sleep. Just do something on your legs and some on your head and you'll be out.
What's your pre-game routine?
Well, I've got netball tonight, which is not a good pregame routine at all.
No, don't do an ankle or something.
I know, imagine.
Just take it real easy, please.
Yeah.
I don't want to do tomorrow by myself again.
Imagine.
Because you were in Iceland last year.
Okay.
Rubbing it in my face. Yeah. Ha ha, you have to do a charity event. Ha ha.
I miss that glacier so much. All right. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Tazzy, at least once a week on this show, you and I will talk about our next money-making venture.
That's because we're desperate.
Correct.
We work in radio, and radio is one of those industries, because the job is quite cool, they go, oh, well, you don't need money.
Yeah.
You have job satisfaction. It's like, yeah, job satisfaction doesn't pay the rent, though, boss.
Job satisfaction and cozy lives do not go well together. Well, have no fear, because today I have found a new business venture for you and I.
Here we go.
To embark upon. Mm-hmm. The Courier Mail is reporting on a house and land package available.
Great.
In the small southwest Queensland town of St. George.
Southwest? Let me Google that.
Yeah, I don't know where. I say it's a new business venture. Haven't looked at where St. George is yet.
Oh, it is inland.
How inland are
you
talking?
I mean, you go Brisbane, then you go out to Toowoomba.
Okay.
Then you travel 4 hours, 5 hours inland.
So you're right in the middle. Central Australia.
You're halfway to South Australia.
Okay.
Pretty much.
That's not bad. What is there anything else you can see on the map in St. George that's a bit of fun?
No, no one's taken any pictures there ever. apparently, according to Google, they're like, nah, nobody really stops here. Oh, it's tiny. It's two blocks of
beautiful
houses.
Well, one of them could be ours for the measly price of $1, Tazzy.
Well, there's a golf club, but it's not 18 holes. It's only a little 9-hole golf
club. That's okay. 9 holes is all I'd want.
Well, the St. George Hospital.
18 feels like a lot anyway, you know? It's a long day.
What's the unique egg? It's a museum.
There's a museum in
but
our
it's
new
dedicated
hometown?
To ostrich eggs.
Well, they are unique.
They are unique.
Aptly
That's
named.
All it is. That's all there is in St. George.
Okay. Well, there is also a house. Mm-hmm. And basically, no one wants the house. And so the Bologna Shire Council, I hope I'm saying that right, spokesperson has said, if anyone tenders for this house, all they have to do is remove the dwelling because the house is so run down.
Yeah.
So you've got to knock it down. Then, you know, at the moment we've had no applicants. So $1 tender would do.
You could buy this house for a dollar.
Yes. The catch is we have to knock down the house.
Oh,
did someone
say
demolition party?
We can do that. I've always wanted to see one of those big wrecking balls swing in and demolish the house.
I just want to take a sledgehammer to the wall.
Well,
you know?
Is this like a day-to-day thing that you feel the craving for?
It's kind of of like a bucket list thing. I would love to do a demolition party.
I knew you'd snap one day. I just didn't realise it was going to be tearing the wall down. Well, a demolition party.
Yeah, so my thoughts are we get a busload of listeners.
Yep.
We drive out to St. George. We obviously go to the Unique Egg Museum.
Totally.
On the way.
Yeah.
And then we have a listener party at this house that we've purchased for a dollar, and everyone brings their own sledgehammer.
I think we offer them more than a dollar.
What do you want to chuck at them?
$10. They'll be stoked with that. It's 10 times more than they're asking. So they're happy. You and I are walking away knowing we've got a complete bargain.
Hold on. I've just seen a line in it saying the largest cost would likely be moving the dwelling onto another piece of land. Hold on. We have to pick up the house and move it somewhere?
Oh, no. So it's like a heritage building.
Oh.
That you're not allowed to demolish. You're not allowed to take a sledgehammer to the wall.
Well, that bloody ruins it. I suppose we could get a crane or something.
Yeah, we could.
Telly and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Shout out to the absolute hero who is currently riding an e-scooter wearing a poncho in the rain in Maroochydore. I just saw them
outside the window. This is the most insular gear you've ever brought to the show. Occasionally, Ellie will e-scoot to work. Actually, she e-scoots most of the time. Mm-hmm. If it's raining, you're in a poncho and you're flying along at like 40 kilometres an hour on this thing.
Correct.
Poncho going in the wind. You and look like an idiot.
Are you kidding me? Everyone who I pass is like... That's what I just thought.
Can you bring up some Katy Perry and just play the beginning of Firework for me, please?
The plastic bag drifting through the wind part? Yeah. Is that the
That's what
part
I'm
you're
after.
Referring to?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not the right
part.
All right, let's see if we've got it.
Oh. Here we go. So this is what Ellie looks like on the e-scooter when it's raining. She's got a poncho on. Do you ever
feel like a plastic bag? Okay.
Do you?
I feel like a firework.
That's what you look like.
Okay.
As the bag is against your face too.
To the person going down Plaza Parade right now, I salute you and your poncho.
You're not alone, Ellie. Well done. You found another loser on the sunny coast.
This is CFM.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Hey, do you know what I only learnt yesterday? There is a Sunshine Coast Council app. And they've like upgraded it. Did you know this?
I didn't know they've recently upgraded it, but there is an app you can get around.
So I downloaded it because I love a good app, and it will give you notifications when bin day is coming.
Oh, so I don't mind that.
Right? I log in tomorrow. I put in my address and it says your bin day is tomorrow,
and
your recycling is tomorrow, and your green waste is next Friday.
Oh, I love that.
How good's that?
Also, the fact that you think that you're going to listen to those notifications, because I send you texts, 3 days goes by and you go, oh, I only just saw this, sorry. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, fair. But to be fair, I have netball on Thursday nights, and so I know that when I get home from netball, I have to put the bin out.
Right. Well, the Sunny Coast, do you feel any better knowing that information? Ellie forgets that sometimes this is on and she just talks. I mean, it's the best content on the show, to be fair.
I mean,
tell us more
wrong.
About your routine and how you remember it's bin day.
Well, I was going to tell you more about the Sunshine Coast Council app. Hashtag not sponsored content.
Neither option is very interesting.
But there's a report a problem feature on here.
Yes.
So, you know, I think I've spoken on the show about it.
That's
before.
Why I know the app. So if you see a pothole or, you know, something wrong with your local park or whatever, you can report it on there and then the council's finds out about it.
Well, I thought I could try something because I've been whinging about it for ages. You know how, because I e-scoot to work, there's a bend under the underpass near our work.
Oh, God.
And it's a blind bend, Taz.
Okay. You're a blind bend sometimes.
I want one of those big circular mirrors that shows you what's happening around the corner.
Yeah.
I want one of them put there.
So for walking, there's no cars that take that path. It's a path.
Yeah, but for scooters and cyclists, because I'm scared. I have to ding my bell every time I round that curve.
Can you not ding your bell live on the show, please?
Because I'm so scared I'm going to come face to face with a cyclist and just bang into them.
People do fly down that hill.
Exactly.
But also, there's only about 10 people that use the path. You and I are two of them.
No, I've had some near misses. And there's a little kid who fishes there all the time as well. I could bowl him over.
I'm sure he's listening right now.
He's like 18, but still. So
I think it's there to make a real change.
This
people
is a
that
real
see
change.
Rubbish or, you know, actual hazards not you and your convenient e-scooter drive to work.
Report a problem. Would we say it's pothole slash road hazard or is it a path slash bikeway?
Can you report a problem, please? I'd like to report the Ellie and Taz show being boring as hell.
Okay.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I went to the supermarket this morning.
You're going to need the Sunny Coast's opinion here, aren't you?
Yeah, well, look, feel free to call, you know, and give me your opinion. But, Taz, I'll take your word as gospel here. It's an affliction that's happened to me every time I've visited Aldi in recent weeks because I buy a lot of cauliflower.
Okay. How much cauliflower are we talking? How many florets?
Like four or five cauliflower a week we go through.
Really?
Whole cauliflower.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, my partner eats it for lunch every day.
Like you're using it to wash yourself in the shower? Like, how are you using it up?
We eat it for dinner every night. We have broccoli, cauliflower, and some kind of meat.
You don't like enjoyment, do you? You and Dan don't like anything fun.
I beg to differ. We're very fun.
Turkey.
Last night.
Turkey mince.
Last night.
No. Your lunch today that you brought in, I saw it in your bag and I was like, oh, what's for lunch? Just like 3 cherry tomatoes and a cracker. And you went, yeah. And you picked up the thing and you showed me that was what it was for lunch.
Yeah, because I already had a turkey patty and some broccoli at work.
Oh, wow. Okay. The fun was at work, was it?
Anyway, back to my dilemma. So at Aldi, they don't peel the cauliflower. Mm-hmm. You know how cauliflower comes with the big old green bits around it?
Yeah.
So they take up a lot of room in your bag. Mm-hmm. And I walk to and from Aldi, so I've got to carry my groceries all the way home.
Yeah, 200 metres. You're like 3 blocks away.
Yeah, but still, it's hard to, you know, 300 bucks with a lot of weight is hard. 300 metres. Anyway, is it rude to peel the cauliflower at the self-checkout?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And chuck it in the bins there.
No, you can't do that.
Why?
There are people, this was a news story a couple of months ago where someone was breaking off the bits of broccoli that he wants.
Yeah,
and leaving the stalks.
That's to be stingy. That's being stingy.
No, what's the difference?
No, because mine, the price doesn't differ whether the leaves are there or not. It's not weight-based. It's just one cauliflower.
So, it's still going to change the price a little bit.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's a whole cauliflower. It's not one.
Oh, you're paying per cauliflower.
Yeah. So I'm not doing it to save money. I'm doing it to save space in my bag. And then you don't have to get home and discard of all of these big things. But is that rude?
Yes, it's rude. You're buying a product.
Yeah.
You can't go, I just want that part of the product. Don't give me the rest.
But who wants the cauliflower leaves?
Yeah, but that's just saving them. That's the product that you're buying. If you want it without the leaves, you go to another store that takes the leaves off.
Ugh, it's too far away. I can't.
Are you slowing down the line?
No.
The self-serve? People are waiting on you.
No, I don't go at busy peak times. Not many people do their grocery shopping at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I think it's being rude.
All right.
I genuinely think you're rude and people are going to judge you. You would rather be rude and not judged. I know you. People are judging you. Anybody that sees you do it, they're thinking it's a cost cutting.
But it's not.
No, but they think it is. Like I did. They're going to look at you and go, oh my gosh, CFM really isn't paying that much. That's the Ellie. She was telling us before in aisle 3, she was going on about it. Guys, listen to my show. I love cauliflower.
Okay. Look, feel free to call and tell me your thoughts on this. Otherwise, we're going to move on to Bandle. It's fine, but 545-11919.
I think it's rude and you need to stop immediately.
I think you're rude and you need to stop immediately.
Is Ellie being rude when she goes to Aldi, she buys the entire catalogue of cauliflower?
Just a few.
How many?
5 to 6 a week.
It's a lot of cauliflower.
It is a lot of cauliflower.
They're
going
to have
like
to start
it.
Bringing in like a 2-per-person rule just for you.
Not. I hope not.
But what you're doing is you're taking them to the self-serve checkout.
Yeah.
You're then ripping the cauliflower apart, throwing away the bits that you don't want, and then scanning it through.
No, I'm just taking off the leaves, which you don't have to pay extra for. It's not a weight-based thing.
No one wants to pay extra for them.
Yes. I just need more space in my bag. So I like to peel the cauliflower at the self-serve. But
How much space in your bag are you saving? I guess after peeling 3,500 cauliflowers, it does save a bit of space.
3 full cauliflowers with their leaves on, it's taking up the whole bag. Julie and Maruchador has called through. Hello, Julie. Do you think it's rude for me to peel cauliflowers at the register?
Absolutely not. Because you know what? If you go to some of those other shops and they have taken all the leaves off, then they wrap it in plastic, and then all that plastic goes into the environment. So the leaves are like a natural wrapper. You take them off at the shop, you leave them there. I'm with you, Ellie.
Oh, thank goodness.
Do you do this, Julie?
No, because I don't really like cauliflower very much. But,
you're not eating five a week. How weird.
You know what, Julie would. There's just none left whenever she goes because you're buying them all.
I have often taken the last six. Julie, thank you. You're right. I'm not being rude. I'm just an environmental warrior.
Good on you. Yes, absolutely. No. And you know what? Some people would probably take all those leaves home for their compost bin, so someone else is going to get a use out of it too.
No, I'm paying it
for you. No, I'm sorry, Julie. I love you to bits, but I don't think people are rummaging through the bins at Aldi going, I'm going to take this home, put this in my compost bin.
Taz?
We don't need to put Ellie on any more of a high horse than what she wakes up with every morning.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. That's all I'm saying.
No,
from
leaves.
From the environmental warrior.
Leaves of six cauliflower florets. I don't even know if I'm using that word correctly. As not another man's treasure.
All right. Well, Julie, you're my hero. Thank you for your call.
Nah, don't call it.
Redemption. This is CFM.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Hope you're doing well and keeping dry in the huge amount of rain we've had over the past hour or so. There has been a severe thunderstorm warning in place. And looking at the radar, it is still in place right now.
How awesome was it to see the storm roll through last night?
Oh, so cool.
We were talking with Big Boss Benny. He says, I love just cracking a beer, sitting out on the porch, watching the storm roll in.
I positioned my seat on the couch so I could half watch the storm out the window and half watch the TV.
I was expecting to lose power. As it was rolling in, there felt like so much force in it before it hit. And I was like, man, I'm not keeping power through this. Yep. That was fine in Maroochydore.
Yeah, Maroochydore rarely loses power in few years I've lived there.
I didn't see any issues on Facebook, but yeah, apologies if you did lose power and I'm going, oh, power's fine.
Power's fine.
Sorry for rubbing that in. Okay, let's play some Bandle.
The game where a song gets broken down into its parts. Surely you know it by now. We play it every day because we love it, because we get to play along with you.
Yeah, we don't know the mystery song, but we do know it's from 2008. We're going to play it instrument by instrument, making it easier as we go. If you can beat us to it, you will be going in the draw to win $100 to spend at Mooloolaba Music. The guys there, your local music superstore. And our number, once you know the song, 545-11919.
All righty, let's kick off. Layer number one. Oh,
got it.
Same.
This is where Ellie and I really come across as teachers' pets.
Yeah, we get so excited when
Miss, I got the answer, miss.
545-11919 if you too.
How
know
is
the answer.
That's a very iconic drum line.
It is. It's also the start of the song. You know, I feel like when something's the start, when the bandle is at the start.
Fair. We haven't said what it is yet. Let's go to the phones. 545-11919. Veronica from Caloundra West. Did you get it from the drum layer as well?
I think so.
What do you think it is?
I think it's Knock on Wood.
Ah, a bit of Chumbawamba.
Not from 2008, Veronica. We're going back to 2008. That might be a little late for it, but thank you so much. Let's go down the line to Caloundra. Is this Katie?
From 2000. Yes.
Hello, Katie. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you going?
Yeah, good, good. Turn the radio down in the background. I mean, as much as I love listening to myself, it does sound a little weird. That's all right. What do you think the song is, Katie?
Is it Katy Perry, Kiss the Girl?
She sure is. Kiss the girl,
I liked it. You're good, girl.
She
You're
got good. It.
That was the song that rose Katy Perry to fame.
Yeah.
I remember hearing it for the first time and I was like, who is this?
It was a little promiscuous.
She was a choir, she was a Christian singer for years.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you a big Katy Perry fan, Katie?
No.
No. Oh.
Okay. Here's a very unique fact about her life and childhood, but I hate her guts. Know nothing about her.
Well, Katie, regardless of whether you like Katy Perry or not, you are now on a very short list for $100 to spend at Mooloolaba Music. Well done.
Thanks.
Would you like Katy Perry to play us out to the ads?
Sure.
Oh, there we go. Doesn't hate her that much.
Bit of begrudging Katy Perry for your afternoon. So a couple has arrived home after midnight in South Australia and found an animal in their bed.
oh, that's not what you want. Or were they just wanted to be the animals in their bed on the road?
We didn't need to go there.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. No? What?
Do you want me to talk?
I got sad. I'm a bit silly this afternoon.
I need a pay rise. So they've got home to an animal in their bed that they think got through the doggy door.
Mm-hmm.
It was a koala.
A
full-grown adult koala, which are decent size when you see them in the middle of a queen bed.
Yeah.
He's taken up the pillow. He's taken up one side of it.
Absolutely, he's taking up the pillow.
The couple are Portuguese, and the video, I could play the audio, but it's just them shouting in Portuguese, and I don't know if they're swearing or not.
Oh, what's the word for koala in Portuguese? Do we know?
I don't know, but you can Google that.
Okay.
But Sunny Coast, 545-11919. With a $50 Bunnings voucher up for grabs, what did you find in your bed?
Koala.
That's the translation.
Well done.
Instead of having a K, it's got a C.
Oh, really mix it up.
Koala.
Koala.
Thank you, Google. Yeah, you're right. What did you find in your bed, animal or otherwise?
So the husband of the couple had to wrap the koala in clothes. Aww. So he grabbed a couple of jumpers, wrapped the koala up, and managed to sort of bundle him outside. But the couple do say they've seen him around the house quite a bit now, so he's kind of a part of the family. So he's sitting outside in the trees just waiting, I'm guessing, for them to head out again, and he'll go, great, thank you.
To be fair, sleeping in a bed, much better than sleeping in a tree.
Yeah.
Do we know
They just sleep all day. You could have left him.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Comfy.
Do we know what brand the mattress was? Was it a
koala?
Well done. Imagine getting home after midnight and you're tired. You just turn your bedroom light on, click, and all of a sudden a koala is staring you in the face. That is what happened to a couple down in South Australia. They had to wrap it up in clothes and they sort of ushered it outside, apparently. I don't know whether they would have done a very good job. But also, I mean, who's wrangling a koala at 1 a.m.?
Yeah, it's a tough job.
The koala wranglers have gone to sleep. They'll be with you in the morning. That's a you problem at that point.
So true. If you were to pick the ideal animal to find in your bed, what would it be?
Oh, you know, the animal that I love and it seems like a good idea is those little red pandas. They're cute.
Don't they scratch you heaps?
No, they'll just be a great little spoon.
God. Taz has reached a new echelon of singledom.
Well done for echelon and singledom.
You've peaked. You want a spoon, a panda.
Yeah, I do. I'm desperate. That's new levels.
Hey, we want to know. 545.
Hey, big spoon or little spoon, all right? I'm not fussy.
Well, you'd have to get a big red panda if it's going to be a big spoon for you.
You may be a regular panda, big spoon.
Yeah, true. All right, cool. Let's go to the phones and ask the question.
Now that dignity's gone, let's go to the phones.
We want to know, what'd you find in your bed? We'll go to Ella from Nambour. Hello, Ella. What'd you find in your bed?
Hi. My cat bring a dead rat into my bed once.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not what you want. I was going to say how dead was the rat. You probably can't say that. How stinky was the rat?
It was revolting.
Was it? And was it under the covers?
Yeah. It was on my pillow.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
That's a whole new, you need a whole new pillow. You can't use that pillow after that.
Yeah. Did you use it after or did you just wash the pillowcase?
I washed the pillowcase.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I'd be asking Mum for a new pillow though after that. Totally.
<Yeah.
laughs> Love it, Ella. Thank you so much for your story. That's very funny.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
All right. We'll go now to Nikki from Caloundra. Nikki, what was in your bed?
We went away on holidays and got back home after about 2 weeks. And I went into my room and something smelled really funny. And we ended up finding a mouse had built their nest and had babies under my pillow.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
How many babies are we talking?
There was, I don't know, 6 to 10 babies.
See, I might be in the minority here, but I really find mice very cute. So mouse babies I would actually find adorable. Was that the case for you, Nikki?
Not really, because it was a bit of a mess.
Oh.
Yeah, and they smell.
The mouse nest is not
And they're wild animals. They're not pets, too.
Yeah, see, I'm picturing like a cute little bird's nest with like little baby mice inside.
No, no way. They would have torn the sheets apart.
Really messy and sticky and
well, what would you prefer, Nikki? Would you prefer the previous call of a dead rat on top of your pillow or a mouse nest underneath your pillow?
Probably the dead rat on top of my pillow, actually.
Okay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Always looking for ways to make money. We've already brought up a couple of money-making ideas on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
I've got another one for you, Ellie.
Okay.
Have a look. Actually, I'll just pass you that. There's a piece of bread there for you.
Yeah, I'm delish. Thank you.
So there is a cosplayer making money hand over fist with bread at the moment.
Okay.
So if you've got bread at home, you could probably do this as well. She's actually going barefoot and stamping her toes into the piece of bread.
Okay.
Selling the bread for $40 a slice.
$40 a slice?
Yep.
What? Is it a sexy thing?
I think it is. People that are loving the toes, perhaps?
Oh.
Yeah. But people are getting it, and either if it's it might be fresh enough for you to have as a sandwich, or you can toast it up.
Well, sounds like something I can do. You know, like, it feels like it requires very little work.
What I thought we could do, I've got a piece of bread here as well, mm-hmm. is we get the dogs out. Mm. We stamp our toes into the piece of bread.
Mm-hmm.
We play some songs. I'll toast it up. We come back. We try our own toe toast.
Hold on.
Toast. Thank you.
We try. When you say try.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, if it's any good.
We're going to eat our toes.
Yeah. Toast.
We're going to eat our toes.
Yeah. Heads, shoulders, knees and toes. What do you
think? Why though? Like,
because it's fun and we do a radio show and we are guinea pigs for the people.
Will anyone, can we put it out to the people? 545-11919. Do you want to buy it for $40?
Well, we've got to prove that it's edible first. Then once we try some toast, we will then sell some if people want to buy it.
Okay. All right.
Have you got shoes on?
I've got shoes on. Do I have to take them off?
Yeah, yeah. Just take...
My feet are a bit sweaty. They've been in closed sneakers all day.
Yeah, so,
is that part of the appeal?
I think so. So are mine. I'm going to take the sock off.
Are you going to wipe yours first?
The feet? No, yeah, I'm just going to put the foot straight on the bread.
My foot is definitely sweaty.
I'm going to put my foot straight on this piece of bread.
Okay.
Are you ready?
How much weight
I'm going to try and spread my toes as well. I'll try and get a bit of toe jam in there.
Okay. All right. Ooh.
3, 2, 1.
Ooh. It actually feels quite nice.
Ooh.
It's actually quite, therapeutic.
If you've got any spare bread at home, stand on it.
Are you wiggling your toe?
No, I've unstepped. Are you still going?
Yeah.
Leave that poor bread alone.
Whoa. It's quite the dent.
We're going to toast it up next. And we'll eat some toast on the show. We're always looking for some extra cash here on this show because, God, CFM does not pay us enough. So we're always looking for the extra side hustle, but also Ellie and I are allergic to real work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we want to try and find things that we can just include in our everyday lifestyle that'll get us a bit more cash. So I came across a video going around, people are getting very angry at this cosplayer.
Mm-hmm.
She is selling pieces of bread that she has stamped her feet and her toes into.
Mm-hmm.
So molded it with her feet. She's selling those pieces of bread $40 each.
Is she famous, this chick?
She's a cosplayer, so she's got some decent following on Instagram.
Because like maybe if Hugh Jackman were to put his foot in a piece of bread, I might buy it.
How much would you buy?
Well, I'd probably buy it for its resale value.
What's the RRP on a bit of Hugh Jackman toast?
I'd sling him a pineapple.
Okay. Really?
It's Hugh Jackman.
$50.
Yeah, but like I'd probably pay that for his signature. Why not for a piece of toast?
Toast is what we're calling this. Mm. So we got some bread. We've got our dogs out.
Mm-hmm.
We put the toes into the bread. We're now going to have a little taste.
Well, you've let us put peanut butter on it. Oh, God, you're going straight for it. You're eating your toes right now. Oh, gosh, it's crunchy toast. How badly did you toast it?
Hang on, this is your one.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
I don't want...
You used a right foot, didn't you?
Yes.
Mm. I've just eaten your toast.
Oh, well, I'm not eating mine then. Actually, I'm really hungry. Oh.
No, that's mine. What do you think? Worth $40?
The worst part is it's smooth peanut butter, not crunchy.
No, that's the best.
No.
It means it doesn't get in the way of the toe jam.
What we didn't think of, which the lovely Kayla, who helped us toast it, said, she said, are you putting your toe toast in the communal work toaster?
Well, look, everybody's gone home. What they don't know won't hurt them.
It's an incinerator in there. Bodies get burned in things like toasters.
Exactly. Stay in your lane, Kayla. Can you not choke on the toes?
I swallowed a bit too quickly.
That was the big toe.
Okay, all right.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
The Mooloolaba Cup is happening this weekend down at the Turf Club. Exciting times. And this morning you and I went down there because the Melbourne Cup winning jockey, Robbie Dolan, was down there and they said, hey, would you like to chat to him?
Yes, we would. We said, yes, please.
Absolutely. Here it is now. I'm joined now by Melbourne Cup winning jockey, Robbie Dolan. Hi, Robbie.
Geez, you've got a good radio voice.
Oh, stop it. Yeah. I mean,
what
so
about
do
the
you.
Face, though? Does she look like she has a face for
I've
radio?
I've got a face for radio. Absolutely.
You've got the voice for radio. You've got the accent. People tune in more to accents.
They won't be able to understand what I'm saying.
I can understand what you're saying. Oh, don't. I really enjoy doing an Irish accent. Can I try it out on
you? Yeah, go for it.
Oh, here we go. Okay. She's got in trouble for doing
apologies in advance if it's not good. Hello, Robbie. My name's Ellie.
I'll stop you in your tracks. That's horrific.
Okay, all right.
That is... I can do an Aussie accent.
Can you? Yeah, hit me.
Mate, here you going? You doing all right?
Whoa. This was actually good, man. Now I look bad. All right, hey, Mooloolaba Cup's happening this weekend. You obviously won a Sunshine Coast trained horse. That's what won you the Melbourne Cup. You've ridden up here a lot in your time?
Yeah, I've had plenty of luck here. Great track. I rode here last year. I just got beat. I ran second in the race. So,
oh, what?
Yeah, it's pretty cool meeting.
Is now that you have won the Melbourne Cup, will you settle for no less? Like, if you come second next time, will you be like, nah, not good enough?
To be honest, if I never ride another winner ever again, it really doesn't matter to me.
Really?
You know, I've already done it, you know?
Is that the pinnacle of the racing world?
It is. It really is. You know, it's one of them races. Everybody wants to win and not many get the chance, and I just managed to get one.
Talk to me about what's happened since then. Like, what happened from the moment you won the race onwards?
A million interviews, loads of great opportunities with, you know, meeting great people like yourselves.
I mean, the interviews sound like the boring part. What about, like, did you party that night? Have you kept partying?
Yeah, no, I was partying a lot Tuesday night, but I got a bit of a bug after Tuesday.
Yeah.
Probably from not sleeping and stuff like that. But, it took me a few days to recover. But, I'm riding 50 kilo on Saturday in Caulfield, so... Not much partying going on.
Oh, so you got to cut weight.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to
50.
Cut too much. I'm pretty light at the moment, so I don't have to cut much.
The night of the cup, you've won the race. Is there a special, like, winner's room that you get to go to? Or, like, what does the winner get on the night of?
Crown Casinos, they sponsor the Oaks. They sponsor a couple of races over the carnival in Melbourne. So they had a lovely room for all my family and the owners and their families as well. And it was... It was great.
Can I get your thoughts on, you know, the need for more female jockeys on the at that tier of racing at Melbourne Cup level? Like, you know, should there be more women jockeys?
Well, a jockey is a jockey. You know, it's probably the only sport in the whole world where men and women are on level playing field. So, to be honest, it doesn't really matter the gender. So there's no need for anything.
What do you think? Do you think Ellie's got what it takes?
Yeah, I'm in the 50s with my weight.
What weight are you?
55?
It sounds rude to ask you your weight, but as a jockey, you ask people weight all the time. What's your weight?
Yeah.
That's definitely a jockey weight. Depends. Have you got the balls to do it?
Nah,
might
absolutely
I say balls
not.
On the radio?
You can say balls on the radio.
You're right.
I have only ridden a horse once in my life, so I might need a little bit of training.
From the first time I sat on a horse, it took me 12 years probably to win the Melbourne Cup, so...
Okay.
We'll chat to you in about 12 years.
Jeez, that seems like a lot of work in between now and then.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
Well, hey, we want to finish with a bit of a rapid-fire questionnaire for you, okay? So I'm just going to fling some stuff at you. Not literally. And you give me the first thing that comes to mind. Okay. You were paying 100 to 1. Did you actually think you were going to win?
Yes.
If you were a knight, would this be your choice?
Yes.
How much money did you put on Knight's Choice to win?
Zero.
Good, that was a trick question. You didn't fall for it. What have you spent your prize money on?
I haven't got it yet.
Oh.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, you have to wait for the horse to come back. They swab the horse and stuff, and so it could be a month before I get it.
Oh, what are you going to do when you get it?
Might sound boring. Bills and stuff.
No, Robbie.
Maybe a Ferrari.
Yes, that's the right answer. Did you prefer going on The Voice or winning the Melbourne Cup?
Melbourne Cup.
The Voice is going to be so sad to hear that. Were your frosted tips on the day inspired by Justin Timberlake, and do you owe him money for the look?
David Beckham, actually.
David Beckham! You've lost them now. They've gone.
Yeah, they just caught out. I need to put more in.
Was that deliberate to get rid of them after the race?
No, I just got my hair... Like, I bleached my hair, like, 3 months ago, and that was just the remains of it on last Tuesday.
Oh.
And then I just needed a haircut. And... The guy was like, this is the last bit. You got to cut them out or else you're going to have patchy parts. I was like, yeah, so you just cut them out.
But they will be back.
Maybe. We'll see.
You heard it here first.
Love it.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.